A side note now, and a question. How does a full and complete declaration of all aspects of Iraq's weapons programs, or lack thereof, wend its way to the hands of the United Nations Security Council in New York? The answer is in small steps.
Step 1. Hand the document and 12 accompanying CD-ROMs over to UNAIDS in Iraq. Step 2. Fly them to Cyprus. Step 3. Transfer them to Frankfurt, Germany. Step 4. Hop them over the Atlantic Ocean to Kennedy Airport. And step 5. Proceed by motorcade to the east side of Manhattan.
What remains, and what's happening now, is making copies for the 5 permanent members of the Security Council. We assume the United States, which is copying the reports, has access to its own machines. But just in case, we checked with the Kinkos down the street from us. To make double-sided copies of those 11,807 pages for the U.S., the United Kingdom, Russia, France, and China, you'd be looking at forking over $2,746.96, tax included. For clones of the 12 CD-ROMs, containing 529 megabytes of information, Kinko's would charge the UN folks a total of $137.48.